Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
Dave Marcus was trying to get me to do that as part of my workout. Yeah, I was like, man, I don't want to go run the steps. Like, I'm actually trying to get myself to work out.
And Chris Ello.
I don't remember that line about the balls jumping.
You don't?
Yes, I remember it, but now I'm never going to be able to forget it.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Feeling pretty good on a Wednesday, San Diego. Welcome into Quinn and Chris. Special get-together today. Special in that it's only a length of a sitcom. About 30 minutes with you until we get to a Padre pregame show and another Padre baseball game tonight in Philadelphia, where last night the Padres beat the Phillies. Shut them out 3-0 to continue, Scraby, what is a remarkably great start to this 2022 season. I don't know that – I know everybody's worried about trading for Juan Soto, and everybody's worried about, you know, who's going to start hitting in the outfield and what they're going to do with Fernando when he comes back and who the five starting pitchers are going to be out of the seven. But is everybody really taking enough time to appreciate 23-13, second best record in the National League, right on the heels of the Dodgers in the NL West? Two road trips, they've won them both. Yes. Two home stands, they've won both of those. And 3-1 on this supposedly tester of a road trip. You know, like, okay, let's see how they can do against really good teams.
This is the where you at trip.
This is where we're going to find out what the Padres are really made of. Well, if that's the truth, what they're made of is pretty good pitching once again, and a 3 out of 4 so far on this trek to Atlanta and Philadelphia. It'll end up in San Francisco over the weekend. So all is great in Padre land, or at least it should be as we get into the program here at 2:02. Tony, of course, is in Philadelphia. He and Jesse will have the call of tonight's game following Sam Levitt's pregame show, which, as I mentioned, will get underway after we are done. The Dodgers are in action right now. Just in case you're wondering, they're trailing the Diamondbacks 2-1 in the bottom of the third inning. The Giants are ahead of Colorado 3-2 in the top of the seventh. Both of those just seem like mismatches. The Giants have beaten the Rockies 11 consecutive times going back to last season. They are 5-0 against them this season. And we know the Dodgers hardly, if ever, lose to the Diamondbacks. They've already beaten them 3 times this week. So Padres have to do their own thing and take care of business in Philadelphia to keep up the pace, it would appear, in the National League West.
You know, I saw a lot on Twitter this morning.
Yeah, a lot of people are going a little crazy on
Twitter
right
now. But here's where I'm
going
to go with this. Instead of just talking about how people are going crazy, there are a lot of tweeters out there saying, man, this is a pretty fun team to watch. They're what did you say?
Well, that's
22-13.
That's my whole point. They're 23-13.
And
everybody's worried about the wrong stuff right now. Everybody's worried about Juan Soto. Just because Buster Olney wrote an article today that said the Washington Nationals are likely to try and trade Juan Soto. Well, of course, if you're Buster Olney and you're out there searching for potential landing spots for the guy, you know, one of the landing spots you're going to come up with is the Padres. The Padres are struggling, you know, with the outfielders. You look at the batting averages of the guys in there tonight. Will Myers, 241. He's the slugger of
the
group.
He's on his way up, too. So.
Yeah, right. But Jurickson Profar's at 187. Mm-hmm. Trent Grisham's at 155. So, obviously, you're going to say, yeah, the Padres are a contender. They could use an outfielder. So, you put two and two together, you get four. But just because Buster only gets four when he's putting his article together doesn't mean that Juan Soto's headed to the Padres. It's a nice thing to think about. But it would cost you pretty much everything you've got that is making you great right now. And what is making the Padres great right now is the fact that they can bring in somebody as good as Mackenzie Gore to pitch the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings as a piggyback starter as they did last night. What is making you great right now is having 7 starting pitchers where most other teams in baseball are lucky to have 2 or 3. So just enjoy what you've got right now. If Juan Soto somehow becomes available and you can find a way to bring him in, who wouldn't want one of the best players in all of Major League Baseball to come to San Diego? Everybody would want that, but you have to ask at what cost. So,
yeah,
you know, go ahead and talk about Juan Soto all you want. Worry about where Fernando is going to play once he comes back from the injured list. Is he going to play the outfield? Well, Dennis Lynn put out some stuff today.
He did a mailbag. I love his mailbag.
It was a mailbag, all right? It was a mailbag. And he said that the Padres are still kicking around the potential possibility, you know, that Kim could stay at shortstop, Cronenworth could stay at second, Fernando could spend a little time in the outfield. I'm sure they're all kicking it around. The question is, does Fernando Tatis Jr. have any interest in playing the outfield, even if that would be best for the team? I don't think he does, number one. Number two, I don't necessarily guarantee that it's best for the team. Fernando, to me, is at his best when he's happy, he's involved in the game.
He's making plays.
And that means he's playing shortstop. Outfield is a whole nother different world out there. You run to right field, we'll see you in about the 8th inning. Shortstop, you're right in the middle of the action, you're right in the middle of the game. That, to me, is when Fernando is at his best, and I think that needs to be considered. But, again, you want to think about Soto. You want to think about where Tatis is going to go. How about just sit back and enjoy what's happening right now? This is beyond anybody's wildest imagination. There's nobody, not even the most upbeat, positive-thinking fan of the San Diego Padres could have imagined that they would be sitting here 10 games over 500 right now, a game behind the Dodgers, and with the second best record in the National League. Not when you heard the news that Fernando Tatis Jr. wasn't going to be playing until June.
No way. People were thinking it was good to be 500 at that point.
Just praying for about 500. Yeah.
They're way above 500 right now. Two things. The Juan Soto trade rumors, I would love to have Juan Soto on the Padres, but what Max Scherzer and the trade thing last year taught me is that I cannot believe any of these rumors until it actually happens, because that was a horrible feeling. I will never forget us on the air when that all went down and what happened, and then it all fell apart. So
let me explain something.
Get ahead of myself.
Let me explain something to everybody out there. As it sits right now, it is more potential for Juan Soto to wind up in a Dodger uniform than it would be to be in a Padre uniform.
Don't even say that.
The reason I'm saying that is because if the Nationals are really, truly going to trade him, I think the Dodgers are going to sit idly by while the Giants and the Padres try to put together packages. No, the Dodgers will get in there with their own package.
And that's annoying.
And they always can put together a better package than the Padres.
I don't know. Can they now? They've sold all of their – they've given away all their prospects.
And the Padres have sold almost all of their spare parts. The Padres – okay, if you're going to trade Gore and you're going to trade Abrams – those are your spare parts right now. And you're going to include Robert Hassel. If that's what you're willing to do to get Juan Soto, perhaps the Nationals would be interested. But what I'm more interested in right now is watching this team play and win games. And what I saw last night from Clevenger, all of the people, and there are many, who said, you know what, we got hosed on this Clevenger trade. You know, look at all the players the Indians got. It's deep. It's deep May, and I'm still calling them the Indians. My goal was to
have a full year, I believe.
My goal was to be rid of it by the end of April, but apparently I've not reached that goal. The Guardians picked up Naylor. Naylor had a big game. What was it? 2 weeks ago, hit the 3-run homer or the grand slam to tie the game, then the 3-run homer to win the game, and everybody said, "Oh boy, we wasted Josh Naylor. Guess gave him away. Got nothing in return." Look, I'm not saying Clevenger is in Cy Young form, but this is what you traded for, was that kind of a performance.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia, granted, Breitbart wasn't in the lineup, but you put together 5 one-hit innings. You set it up for Mackenzie Gore. I think Gore is the hero of the night. I mean, this is, you know, you're asking the guy who's been really successful this year as a starter to just be a piggyback guy, and he comes in with the attitude that said, "Just get outs, man." And
yeah,
he
it was
did.
Just such
he
a great
just
way
got
to put
outs.
It.
He struck out 4, got through his 3 innings. Taylor Rogers did his thing. Tonight, Padres bring Blake Snell back. And if Blake Snell is anything close to what Clevenger has done in his first 3 starts, the Padres are loaded. They are in unbelievable shape. I don't care. You know, honestly, Fernando is going to make this obviously a much better team, more dangerous in every way, shape, or form. But even if you have to wait a little longer for Fernando, when you can pitch Darvish, Musgrove, Manaea, Clevenger, and Snell, that's your 5-man rotation. I don't really care what website ranks starting pitching staffs around baseball. There is not a better starting 5-man staff in baseball than that on paper.
No.
If those 5 guys are all pitching.
The way they're pitching right now.
The way they're pitching
and
now
we'll see what
and the way
does.
They potentially could pitch. Snell, we'll keep an eye on him tonight. Don't overreact or underreact to anything from Snell tonight. This is his first start, all right? Give him a couple of games. Nick Martinez will come in, take over for him in the 4th or 5th inning, and the Padres will try to piece together another victory. Look, it's been working so far. I mean, and honestly, Jake Cronenworth still hasn't joined the party. Luke Voit, except for 1 game, still hasn't joined the party. Ha-Seong Kim, for all his greatness in people's mind and his improvement, has improved all the way to a .216 batting average. Jerks and Profar, the hero of April, is hitting .187. Myers has 1 home run. Trent Grisham has 1 home run, is hitting .155. And they're still 23-13.
And Trent Grisham is—he's getting better at the plate. He has been.
He's getting better at the plate.
Well, I know he's hitting 155.
Couldn't get a whole lot worse.
But he had a really key—I don't know if it was a triple, but he cleared the bases in Atlanta, and he
right.
also
that was
hit
a
that
key
one
hit.
Last night to get some runs.
Robinson
up.
Cano also contributed
oh, yeah,
last
yeah.
night.
I was gonna say.
So that was good to see. That was good
yes,
to see.
After yesterday, I was like,
keep him in the DH
he must have
spot.
Heard it.
Keep him in the DH spot, and I'm fine with Robinson Cano there.
I want to say one more thing about last night's game. So I got into a very interesting debate in my DMs with a listener about Eric Hosmer and him not being able to scoop the ball. And here's where I'm going to go with that. To me, if someone makes a mistake and the team still wins, that erases the mistake. It doesn't stick with you. If someone makes the mistake and it makes the team lose, then yes, they are at blame. But do you agree with me that all everything is forgiven once a team wins and you can just move
it
on?
It is in my mind when a mistake costs you to lose a ball game, then obviously it's a much bigger deal.
Exactly.
But what I'm going to say about Eric Hosmer missing a scoop is that we should trade him immediately. I've had
okay.
it.
Okay. I don't think that's going to happen. We've been down this road so many times with Eric
Hosmer.
Oh,
my goodness. I'm so tired of being down this road. You know, look, a scoop is pretty much a do-or-die thing at first base. Man, you know, sometimes you scoop it, sometimes you don't.
He should have got this one last night.
Okay.
I'll say that.
All right. Fine. He should have.
But Manny the Padres Machado, still win.
Manny
no
Machado
run scored.
Made an error, right?
I don't think they called it an error, actually.
They did.
Oh, they did.
In the box score, it's an error.
Okay.
Yeah. So Manny Machado made an error. Are you going to trade him too?
No, but I think people would rather have Eric Hosmer.
They'd rather
the air.
Trade Hosmer. I
no, or have him receive the air.
But
so
that's
that Manny
not how
doesn't
it works. The throw's in the dirt. If it's not scooped out, Manny gets the air.
I can't
what?
Say that a professional first baseman makes that play most of the time. But last night, it's pretty
obvious if you've read Twitter the last two or three years. Eric Hosmer is far from a professional first baseman.
Mailman Rob sent me a picture on Twitter this morning with a first baseman doing the splits. So.
I can do the splits at first base. That doesn't make me
and he
a big
said,
league
he,
first
he basically
baseman.
Said, oh, I don't see this guy going into foul territory to receive the ball. But he all was right. just joking around. He
I'm
was just joking
I'm a little, honestly, I'm tired of everybody picking on Eric Hosmer right now. If it wasn't for Hosmer, they wouldn't be 23-13 right now. You want me to sneak a quick phone call in? We don't have a very long show. Will in Oceanside. Scraby says, let's hear from you on 97.3 The Fan. What's going on, Will?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Very
what's
good.
Up?
Hey, I was listening to your conversation. I like all of it. Actually, I wouldn't mind making a trade. I'd like to trade Lament, maybe Grisham, and throw in maybe a minor leaguer for him, and just to see what they want for him.
Are you? Are we talking Juan Soto?
Maybe they want some young pitching.
Are we talking Juan Soto?
Yes.
You're not. You're serious, right, Will? You're not joking around. You're a good guy, Will. But even you know in
that's
your
not
heart,
happen.
You're not going to be. You're not going to be giving away a minor league pitcher in Denelson Lamet, and that's what he is right now, a 150 hitting outfielder, and that's what Grisham is right now. And get the likes of a Juan Soto to come to your team.
I get
you know
where you're. I get
happen.
Where you're going, Will.
Well,
but
they're in the rebuilding phase. You know, they've got some work to do.
They're not in that
you know,
much
and...
of a rebuilding phase.
Yeah, they're going to have to get top adult. I appreciate you calling, Will.
Yeah,
I
thanks,
know where your
Will.
head is, but they're going to have to get rid of someone like
no, they're
going to
have to get
Hassel,
rid. They're going to have to get rid
CJ
of Gore,
Abrams,
Hassel, at least two of those.
Yeah.
At least two of those are going to have to go if you're going to have any consideration of all.
And then you got to deal
getting
with
getting a guy like Juan Soto.
And then you
got
to deal
so
with
please.
His contract going forward as well, which is going to be massive.
I would give the odds of Juan Soto coming to the Padres as of May 18th, 2022.
Don't squash the dream.
I'm squashing it. I'd rather squash it.
I'm
and
not
let,
gonna squash it.
I'd rather squash
gonna...
it and have people move on to realistic thinking.
I'm not gonna
which
get
is
ahead
what
of
the,
myself.
You know, which is, you know, win a ball game tonight in Philadelphia and keep things rolling. All right, 100-1 at least for Juan Soto right now. All right, we'd love to take more phone calls and do a whole lot more stuff, but we just don't have the time to do it. Unlike yesterday's show, we are going to be able to take a commercial
Yay!
Break in the middle of today's show. So we'll do that right now, come back and wrap things up by checking out our daily Gambit board, the winners and losers from last night in sports, and a look ahead to what's ahead this evening on 97.3 The Fan.
You better you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm always happy to rejoin you with good news. Justin Turner just hit a three-run homer. Dodgers go ahead of the Diamondbacks 4-2. Bottom of the fourth inning. As I said earlier, Padres going to just have to take care of their own business in Philadelphia. Pregame show about 10 minutes away. Welcome back. Short edition of Gwynn and Chris. We will have a full show tomorrow, Following Padre baseball, recapping day one of the PGA Golf Championship, Scraby will make me do that. And
sure will.
We will be talking to John Heyman some baseball tomorrow. Meantime, Scraby, let's get into a quick rendition of tonight's Daily Gambit, because I know you've got a lot. You put a lot of work into this.
I sure did.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scraby, I don't have the list in front of me from last night, but it seemed to me I had a good night with the picks.
I believe you did.
Yeah, I think I did.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but there were a couple things that happened that we did talk about, especially I watched the basketball game last night, and Jimmy Butler was on another level last night. So
17 of 18 free throws.
Yes.
And he had
41 points in the second half.
He also just kept stealing the ball and running down for a layup. I mean, I watched the third quarter. Miami outscored Boston 39-14 in the third quarter. They outscored by 25 points in that one quarter alone.
Yeah.
And time and again, Butler would just step in the passing lane, steal the ball, and run down for a layup. He had five steals, and Boston had eight turnovers, and the game just turned around like that.
It really did. It really did.
And I told you I wouldn't bet on Boston.
No.
If they didn't have Marcus Smart.
And they didn't.
And they didn't have Marcus Smart. And it turned out they didn't have Al Horford either. So Boston was really playing with two hands tied behind their backs and still made it a game.
They
so,
did.
I don't know. Miami gets game one of that series. But if Boston gets healthy, I still think the Celtics have a better club.
All right. Well, we started with Mike Clevinger last night, and his strikeout total was over under 5.5, and he had just under 5 Ks. So, Chris, we barely squeaked by, but we did squeak by.
Yeah, we were squeaking. We were betting on that they would take him out of the game early, and they did.
Absolutely.
Early enough.
Manny Machado to have a home run and the Padres to win plus 475. We both said yes. The answer was no, because
okay.
Manny Machado did
it's
not
It's also
have
a
one.
Parlay, and those never seem to come true.
Those never seem to come true. Eric Hosmer to have 2+ hits in San Diego to win. We said yes, and he only had 1 hit.
Nah.
And then
another
the parlay
fails.
The parlay that I toiled over. Padres to win plus 1.5 runs. The Yankees to win beat the Baltimore Orioles by 2 runs, and then the Diamondbacks to win game 2 on the money line. Well, the Padres did complete their part. They won by 3. The Yankees only won by 1, and the Dodgers won 12-3, so not even close.
Well, we were betting that yesterday was going to be the day that one of the parlays came true.
And it wasn't.
And we were incorrect because none of the parlays came through.
This is absolutely true. It's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
It's why it's so difficult to win those.
So the Heat won 118-107, and they were favored by 2 in the game, so they easily win theirs. You went no wager like a smart guy, and I went Celtics, which is dumb guy.
Well, it's dumb guy because no Marcus Smart.
I know.
It's just too good.
I know. And I was thinking back to yesterday. It was very stressful yesterday when I was making these bets, Chris.
Yes, because there was you were trying to figure out how to get
the computer
working in order to play commercials again.
But
otherwise, you and I would have been on nonstop until the end of time.
That nobody wants the end of
nobody
time.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Jason Tatum, over, under, 38.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Chris, you said over, I said under, and you were correct. He had 43, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists.
Yeah, I had him for 30 points, and he got 29, so I figured he'd make it if he got 30 points, and he did. He had most of that in the first half.
Yeah.
They kept him at bay in the second half, but he was absolutely on fire in the first half.
Jason Tatum to have 30 points, the Boston Celtics to win, and the Boston total points over 101.5. No, and then yes, because they scored 107.
Oh, that's right. He didn't make 30 points. He had
28.
29.
Oh.
He had that transposed.
So he had 44.
Yeah, no, he had 29 points, 8 rebounds.
Oh, I'm dyslexic, is what you're saying.
You were
okay.
Dyslexic.
I got you
on that one.
Yeah. It happens.
It does.
NHL Lightning and the Panthers. I was really hoping the Panthers were going to beat up the Lightning. It didn't happen, though. Chris, you were right. Lightning 4-1.
Don't bet against the champs. They pulled it out after Florida scored the first goal. Tampa Bay continues on it's an inexorable march toward maybe a third straight Stanley Cup. Who knows?
The Blues and the Avalanche. We both chose the Avalanche, and we both won 3-2 on the money line.
But I also told everybody to be careful because the Avalanche would be a little rusty. And it took them to overtime to win that game, 3-2.
Yes. All right, to today's bets.
So if you add up my bets, other than the parlays, I think I hit them all.
Did you hit them all?
Yes, okay, but I didn't hit any of the parlays.
Yeah, the parlays, none.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, move on to tonight. Right, we got a few minutes left here. What do
Blake
you have
Snell,
for us tonight?
Blake Snell, his strikeout line, over, under 4.5.
Blake Snell is certainly capable of striking out 5 batters, but he's not going to be around long enough to do it.
That's what we said about Clev. And I guess he was under. He was under, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think Blake Snell is going to be out of the game in the fourth inning. That doesn't mean he's going to pitch badly.
No.
You know, 3 1/3, 3 2/3, maybe allow, you know, a couple of hits, a run, strike out 4. And then he'll make way for Nick Martinez. So I say he'll be under the 4.5 strikeout.
You know what? I'm feeling good about Snellzilla. I'm going
good.
Over.
Good for you.
He's
I'll tell him next time I talk to him.
Okay, good.
That you felt good about it.
Yes. Zach Wheeler, Phillies pitcher, over, under 5.5 strikeouts. I'm going to say he goes over. He has struggled this year.
Yes, but he's a good strikeout pitcher, and the Padres still strike out a lot, and he'll go deep into the game. So I'll say over.
All right. You say over, I say over. Now, we're going to skip this next one with the home run because we're going to go to my parlays. I honestly spent like 40 minutes on these parlays.
Really?
It was kind of ridiculous.
Well, then you are... Yeah, well, the good Lord, please watch over you and let you win one of these parlays.
I know. I spent so much time doing research, checking stats, looking at splits, all this stuff.
Yes.
So here's
please,
the first one.
Please hit a parlay tonight.
Plus 653. And it's going to be the Angels at the Rangers to score over combined 7.5 runs.
All right.
Shohei Ohtani on the mound for the Angels.
Ooh, that makes it tougher.
It does. But I feel like the Angels can score 8 runs on their own if they need to.
Maybe.
The Royals need to beat the White Sox on the money line at home. That's tough.
Jeez.
And then I'm going to take the Padres plus 1.5 again.
All right.
Because they all they need, even if they lose, they
right.
can still
they
win
get a run
if
and
they
a
lose
half.
By one. So
there's no way that's coming through.
7.5 for the Angels at the Rangers. The Royals beat the White Sox and the Padres plus 1.5.
I'm going to say no until
you're say no.
And I'm going to say no until the end of time.
All right.
Until one of these hits.
Here's the next one.
Okay.
Plus 609 for the whole thing. The Astros and the Red Sox have been scoring a bajillion runs in these last couple games. So over 9 runs combined. The Marlins with Pablo Lopez on the mound beating the Nationals on the money line.
Very possible.
And then I'm going to flip what I did with the Yankees yesterday and the Orioles plus 1.5. So if they lose by one again, then I hit. So over 9 runs combined between the Astros and the Red Sox. The Marlins on the money line at home. And the Orioles plus 1.5 at home.
Yeah, you might get 2 of those. Yankees are not going to play it close again. I think you're going to run into some trouble there. But I'm betting against you.
Okay, all right. It's fine. I agonized over that Yankees-Orioles thing. Because I was like, if I do it again with the Yankees, it probably is going to happen. But if I don't, I'm just going to go the other way. So there you go. Now we can go to the NBA. The Mavs are playing the Warriors tonight in San Francisco. The Warriors are 5.5-point favorites.
I like the Warriors in game 1. I just like them to come out of the gate.
Just crush them.
Not crushing them, but I mean, when you consider that there's already been 19 playoff games decided by 20 or more points, giving 5.5 points is not that many in an NBA playoff game. So I will take the Warriors. I will give the points. I like Dallas. Potentially to pull off the upset in this series, but I like Golden State in game 1.
Golden State in game 1. All right.
I'll give the points. What are you doing?
I think it's going to be close.
You're not going to bet against the Warriors.
Like I'm going to go with the Mavs. I feel like the Warriors are going to win, but
it's
Mavs...
It's a jinx bet, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a jinx bet. Is that right?
He's trying to jinx his own team.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm the master of those.
Okay.
I always bet against the Bulls. I never root against the Bulls. I just bet against the Bulls.
You just bet against. That's true.
Hoping that they'll win, and I'll be willing to pay the cost.
Here's some prop bets for the game.
Okay.
And by the way, I've been saying Doncic because I thought it was Doncic. I've been hearing a lot of Doncic now. Luka Doncic.
Yeah, I've heard mostly Doncic, so I'm going to stick with that.
I'll go with Doncic just so we have it covered.
It's got a little tilde over the second C.
Okay.
That tells me that it's Doncic. If there was a tilde over both C's, then I would say Doncic.
You know, I heard Kevin Harlan say it the other night, Doncic, and I was like, man. Yeah.
Nah, I'm going with Doncic. Look at it on the back of his jersey. There's a little apostrophe mark over the second C, which tells me to pronounce that with the ch sound.
So that's why
I go Doncic.
All right, well, Doncic and Clay Thompson.
You're going Doncic.
Well, we got to get.
I've never
covered.
Heard that before.
Listen for the announcers. Some of them say Doncic.
Nobody says Doncic except for you and Kevin Harlan.
Okay, he and Clay Thompson. Plus 275, they combined for 10-plus made threes. It could happen.
Oh, easily. It could happen in the first quarter, the way those guys shoot.
Yeah.
I'll go under, but it's with a lot of hesitation.
I'm going to go under, too. I don't think 10 threes combined is going to happen tonight. Now, here is one that could definitely happen, plus 250. Steph Curry to have 5-plus made threes and the Warriors to win.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna take that one?
Well, I'm picking the Warriors to win, so all I'm really betting here is that
he has five plus.
He's gonna have 5-plus threes, and Steph usually does that in his sleep in a playoff game at home.
I'm gonna have to say no since I went against them in the spread.
All right, go ahead.
All right, now here's a crazy one: plus 2,500. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Doncic, 5-plus threes made each.
Each
plus 2,500.
Yeah,
well, that could also happen.
Now I know it can happen. But I have to say no. I already said that Doncic and I'm going to keep calling him.
Okay,
Doncic,
that's fine.
Until
that's
further
fine.
Notice, Doncic and how about just calling him Luka?
Let's call Luka.
In fact, most people do call him Luka.
Okay, we could do that.
You said listen to the announcers. Whenever he gets the ball, they go Luka's got it.
It's true.
They never even pronounce his last name. They don't bother.
So Luka, Steph, and Clay, all three guys you could do on a first name basis.
Yeah. Absolutely. Not all three of them. One of them will come up short of the five.
All right. I'm going to say yes. Just for fun. All right. And here is a crazy, impossible bet that I saw that I
crazier
had to bring
than
to
what you've already
oh my
given
gosh,
us?
Yes. Plus 100,000.
Plus 100,000.
If each team scores 31 or more points in each quarter.
Yeah.
So what is 31 times 4? It's 124.
Yeah.
So,
well, I could certainly see the final score of the game being
125
to 125. Or, you know what I mean? I could see both teams getting over 125 points. That's unlikely, but I could see it. The odds of them all scoring every quarter over 31 is, what'd you say, 100,000 to 1?
Plus 100,000, yeah.
Well, I'll go for it then.
I mean, you got nothing to lose.
You got really very little to lose there, so why not give it a shot?
I would put down $10 on this just in case I won.
31 points for both teams in every quarter.
In every quarter.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's really...
I'm just going to go with it, too. And
It's hard to believe in a conference final that they would play that little defense, but...
Hey, it's happened before.
It's probably happened before, but not too often in
All
any
right.
game.
Now, couple more, and we're just going to go with the NHL like we had been.
Mm-hmm.
Rangers at Hurricanes on the money line. Hurricanes minus 180. I'm going to go with the Rangers. Each time I pick them, they win, so I got them.
Yeah, Rangers are on fire right now. Came from 3-1 down to beat Pittsburgh. They're riding a nice little streak. They go into Carolina. They steal game one of this series.
Oh, you like the Rangers?
I like the New York Rangers here.
The Rangers.
I do. I like the Rangers.
All right. The last game, the Oilers at the Flames. The Flames are minus 165, but you go first, Chris.
Oilers take a deep exhale after surviving the Kings.
Ooh.
Deep exhale.
And a letdown.
They relax. No, they relax.
Oh.
And they start playing the way they can.
Okay.
These two teams are almost equal. They also hate each other. It's a battle of the province of Alberta.
One's lower and one's higher.
One's more north than the other is what you meant to say. Because by saying one's higher, that's like assuming more
everybody
people,
knew what I meant.
More people in Edmonton.
Everybody knew what I meant. Oh, they
eat brownies.
They're partaking. They're
higher in Edmonton. I'm going to take Edmonton in this game because they have Connor McDavid and they have Leon Draisaitl. They got the two best players in the game.
Oh, I was also going to go Oilers because every time I pick the Oilers.
Sure?
They win.
Well, why don't you pick who's going to win?
Oilers. I did.
That's the Oilers are going to win this series. I think the Kings gave them fits, but I think the Oilers needed to survive. The Oilers are one of those teams that have a lot of talent and had never gotten past the first round of a playoff. And I think that they were feeling the pressure. And they got behind the Kings 3-2. But the fact that they came back and won that, now they can relax. And they can play like themselves. Aren't we supposed to be out of here for a Padre pregame show?
Pretty soon.
Sam Levitt. What is pretty soon?
I got 15 seconds till I start the music. So
15 seconds. Who do you like to win the PGA Championship this weekend?
Oh, man,
Golf Analyst.
I wasn't prepared for this question, but
Well, give me somebody.
Jordan Spieth is playing really well.
Really?
Yes.
Jordan Spieth.
And I'm not a big Jordan Spieth guy.
I know you're not. I'm surprised to hear you say that.
But to see what he did last week and just how he's gotten himself back into being relevant at golf tournaments.
Yeah.
He loves to win majors, and he plays well during majors. So.
All right, so that's your outside pick.
Yeah, what
about you? Scottie Scheffler has been the guy all year.
He has, but I don't think he keeps it up.
The odds of him coming up with it again. He won the Masters, though, didn't he?
He did. And he won like 4 of 6 tournaments heading into the Masters.
Yeah, Scottie Scheffler probably can't do it again.
Who do you think?
Eldrick?
You don't know who Eldrick is? He's not going to win.
He's not going to win this one?
Tiger is who we're talking about.
That's who I was talking about there.
Let Sam Levitt in here? Colin Morikawa can definitely win. He's won a PGA before.
Sammy, come on in. We got a pregame show. Gwen and Chris back tomorrow. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.